We're going to head out right now. We've tracked him down. Writer for the LA Times, doing a great job of keeping everyone updated on the Inglewood Carson proposed stadium, joins me on the Corky's Hotline. Nathan, welcome. Good afternoon.
Thanks for having me on, John.
Great having you on. Can you give us the latest right now on Carson? I know they're out knocking on doors trying to get a petition signed today.
Yeah, today they've started gathering signatures for their ballot initiative. They need 8,041 of them to be exact. And they hope to have that taken care of, by mid-April. And then if all goes according to plan, they'll be on the same footing as the plan up in Inglewood. And then the real competition, at least in L.A., will begin.
How did this originally get started? Who made what phone call to get this thing going to begin with? The Chargers?
You know, the Chargers have been the ones driving the bus on this plan in Carson. We had a story last week just detailing a little bit of the timeline as to what happened. Last summer, some Chargers representatives started inquiring about the former landfill in Carson, and by late January of this year, they had a binding agreement to buy the about 168 acres, and the sale of that land is actually going to close on March 31st. So it happened pretty quickly.
You have any idea how much they paid for it?
That's a great question, and as soon as I know, the world will know, but not something we know yet.
Why do you think the Raiders got involved with the Chargers on this?
You know, the Raiders, I mean, it's no secret, have been looking for other options for many, many years. I mean, even going back to when they, back to 95, you know, they vacillated between staying in L.A. and going up to Oakland. They've been in discussions with Hollywood Park, even back in 2013, about potentially moving there. They've been looking for a long, long time and found an agreement they finally could attach themselves to.
We're visiting with Nathan Fenno, who covers this Inglewood Carson proposed stadium for the LA Times. Has this been an easy story to cover, or has it gotten kind of twisted and going 38 different directions all the time?
You know, our NFL writer, Sam Farmer, who's been here a lot longer than I have, has seen way more of these twists and turns. But it's kind of a roller coaster ride because, you know, with the NFL to LA stuff, you just never know what's going to happen. There's always a new twist, always a new turn. And really anybody who says they know exactly how this is going to turn out, they don't know what they're saying because nobody knows what's going to happen. Nobody knows exactly how this is going to shake out.
Nathan, a few weeks back when they held that press conference there in Carson, I had to chuckle a little bit from what I saw on TV and, you know, on the internet. High preponderance of the fans that came out that day were wearing Raider gear. I mean, you were there. What was it like? Did it seem more like a Raider homecoming than a Charger announcement?
Oh, actually, another one of our reporters was there. I didn't have the honor of going down to Carson that day. But from what he told me and what we wrote about it, it actually had a kind of a pep rally feel to it. A lot of local politicians getting the crowd fired up. A lot of unions who are backing the project there with a lot of supporters in tow. A lot of enthusiasm, not a lot of specifics, though. And I think that it was an interesting way to kick off this process.
I thought it was interesting when you guys ran your poll on the LA Times website. The Chargers finished a distant third. It was the Rams, Raiders, and way back there, the Chargers.
Yeah, and you know, there's definitely a very active group of folks in the LA area who are interested in bringing back the Rams, and there definitely is a connection there. But I think all told, I mean, over the last 20 years, there've been so many failed attempts to return the league to Los Angeles that people are very wary up here. You know, until somebody actually has a stadium in the ground and a team trotting out there to start a game, people are going to be pretty skeptical about any of these plans.
Nathan Fenno joining us on the Corky's Hotline here on San Diego Sports Leader, the Mighty 1090. Okay, they get the 8,041 official registered voter signatures. Take me through the next couple of steps.
Yeah, well, they're going to try to gather about 12,000 signatures to give themselves a little bit of a margin for error. that'll go to the LA County Register of Voters, who's going to double check all of them, make sure they're, you know, real voters and real folks who are registered in Carson and all that. And so, you know, a lot of steps to this, a lot of minutia. Anyway, then it'll be a process very similar to what happened up in Englewood, where the Carson City Council can either vote to approve it and move forward, or schedule a special election and see what the voters have to say about it. And so no real indication as to which way they're going to go at this point in time. But again, the folks backing the stadium hope to have all this wrapped up by probably June. And, you know, then again, the real race will begin.
Okay, a couple of other questions on that. Okay, how are they going about getting these signatures? Sitting out in front of the market, banging on doors? How are they doing it?
You know, I'm not sure exactly, but, you know, we've all seen when we're headed to the supermarket or something like that, you know, you have somebody with a table set up and a couple inch stack thick of papers looking for signatures and that kind of thing. So, you know, all the teams involved with both the projects, they pay firms to go out and do this. And, you know, it's just how these things work. And there's a lot of smart people working on both of these projects to see through with their respective visions.
Now, are they trying to bypass the two-thirds of vote? What are they trying to do on that?
Well, one of the benefits of using the ballot initiative process is you are able to sidestep a very, very lengthy environmental review. And AEG, for instance, which had the Farmers Field plan downtown that they abandoned earlier this week, they went through the whole environmental review for it, and it cost them $27 million. So being able to dodge that saves a lot of time and a lot of money for both of these groups. So that's a pretty attractive thing in this process.
Jim Deere, the manager or the mayor there in Carson, is does he really believe that they're going to be able to get this thing done?
You know, I haven't talked to Jim personally, but, you know, everybody around that believes it's for real. But again, you look back at the last 20 years around the Los Angeles areas, I mean, golly, there have been two other plans, at least that I'm aware of, just for that site in Carson alone that have come and gone, and obviously no stadium has been built. I actually drove by the site yesterday, and it's as empty, as desolate as and desolate as ever. You know, again, so people are skeptical, and they have good reason to be. They've heard these promises before. They've seen these glossy renderings before, and nothing's happened.
Nathan, let's jump over to Englewood. You know, it seems like Stan Kroenke right now has got the ball, and he's hanging on to it. He hadn't fumbled it yet. I mean, he's got the land, he's got the money, and he does own an NFL team. And from what we understand, I'm sure it's stuff that you've talked about and written, they're planning on putting a shovel in the dirt in December.
Yeah, you know, and that promise, to be fair, though, has been made by other folks interested in building stadiums here, and It hasn't come to be, but yeah, the Englewood folks say they're going to, team or no team, they're going to put a shovel in the ground come December. You know, that's a little hard to believe if they didn't have a commitment from a team then that they would go ahead with almost a $2 billion plan. But, you know, you got to take them at their word at this point in time.
Were you at all surprised that AEG came out publicly and said they're backing out of the proposed downtown Farmers Field?
Not particularly. I mean, there just wasn't a team available to attach itself to that project at this point in time. And, you know, they'd spent a lot of money and a lot of time and had a lot of smart people working on that project, and it just didn't come together. And, you know, they were definitely on the outside looking in, and, you know, it would have been a tough situation, particularly with the April 17th deadline they had to secure a team, an agreement they had with the city of Los Angeles. That just wasn't going to happen. So, no, it didn't surprise me.
Nathan Finnerow, the LA Times, our guest here on the Corky's Hotline on the Mighty 1090. Kind of putting a wrap on this one, Nathan. You know, you got Englewood, you got Carson. If Kroenke does indeed put a shovel in the ground and start building in December, the Carson people just kind of go back to hanging out in Carson and forget about this stadium?
You know, I don't know. That's a terrific question, and again, I don't have a good answer for you on that. You know, I was talking to a guy who's very plugged into this whole scene the other day, and he said we're in the second quarter. You know, everybody wants to say they know what's going to happen or this is about done. Not true. We're very early on in this race, and the most important party hasn't had to say, and that's the 32 NFL owners. And you know, once that whole process gets fired up, I think we'll have a much better idea of which of these sites is actually going to be a player to return the NFL to Los Angeles.
I'm sure you've been following what's going on here in San Diego, and especially today with the committee actually coming out with a proposed site for a proposed new stadium in San Diego. That's the furthest they've come in 13 and a half years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and, you know, this is one more chapter in the drama. And, you know, you have the folks in St. Louis making a pretty good effort to build a stadium to keep the Rams there as well. And there's a similar push in Oakland. So, again, we're in the second quarter of this thing. We're a long ways away from knowing how it's going to shake out for any of the cities involved and what this is going to look like even a year from now.
Hey, last question regarding those signatures. When do they have to have them in?
You know, I believe it's either 90 days or 180 days. You know, I don't have the documents in front of me, but they have a good chunk of time to collect them, and it really shouldn't be any problem if this is anything like the Inglewood process.
All right, great. Hey, Nathan, thanks so much, and keep up the great work.
No problem, John. Thanks for having me on.
There you go. Nathan Fenno, L.A. Times, a writer, joining us on the Corky's Hotline. Some interesting stuff there.